Is Anne in bed all right?
Oh, she's up there now, giving names to the pillows and the washstand and the rug.
All this to-ing and fro-ing must have tired her out.
Speak up then, Matthew Cuthbert. Give me one good reason why I should indulge this unaccountable whim of yours and let her stay.
Well, now, I wouldn't give a dog I like to that Blewett woman.
Well, I don't fancy Mrs. Blewett's style myself, but it's either that or keeping her ourselves.
Well, now, would that be so terrible?
She's got too much to say. Mind you, there's nothing rude or slangy in what she does say. It's likely her people were nice folks.
I don't doubt it.
Well, since you seem to want her, I suppose I'm willing.
Well, now, I reckoned you'd come to see it in that light, Marilla. She's such an interesting little thing.
Well, it'd be more to the point if you could say she was a useful little thing. And mind, you're not to go interfering with my methods. Perhaps an old maid doesn't know much about bringing up a child, but I guess she knows more than an old bachelor like you.
There, there, Marilla. You can have your own way. Only be as kind to her as you can be without spoiling her. I think she's one of the sort you can do anything with, if you only get her to love you.